Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Tonight, the air date of this episode is July 26, 2022, and our title and subject matter tonight is "What Are Our Concerns?" And we are having an open mic discussion to find out what our major concerns are as a people. This episode is for those 18 years of age and older. And then started off myself, you know, I just took some brief notes right here. I'm talking about, you know, we got to do better for ourselves educationally. We got to build our own infrastructures of water and electricity. And we also got to rebuild the black family unit. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we got to have our own economical independence. And that as far as jobs is concerned, trades are concerned, and careers are concerned. So I think we got Brother Che in the studio with us tonight. And good evening there to you, Brother Che. How you been?
Yeah, good evening, Shabaki. I'm on the bus right now, so I'm going to be muted until I get to my destination.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Okay, all right, okay. So just go on and self-mute yourself, man, and then when you get off the bus, you know, just drive back on in. Okay. Alright, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, as we stated on our podcast many a times, we already know what we need to do as far as education is concerned, because we said it once, we said it a million times, and we're going to say it again. We got to get our children up out of the public indoctrination center, okay, because this is where they learn all the negative aspects at in their formative years. This is where they should be getting taught their proper education. But they're not, you know, they're getting bombarded with Eurocentric nonsense, Eurocentric propaganda and lies. And as it was said, you know, 50 years ago, our people need their own educational system to see where we as a people fit in to modern day society. But however, we got a good idea of how we're fitting in into this modern day society, you know, as they degrade our image on social media, how they degrade our image, you know, in Hollywood and what have you. But they don't never want to show no positive aspects of a strong black family unit in the black community. They don't want to show that. They want to keep us ignorant, you know, to ourselves. And then to embrace these, how should we say, alternative agendas. So that's really is not doing us any good as a people. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've got to come up with innovation, you know, to forward ourselves as a people for our economical independence, you see. And we must become producers and quit being consumers, because when you look in a black community, only about 10% at the most of those businesses are black owned. The other 90, you know, are gone to other groups, you see. So this is what's one of the elements that is wrong with this all-inclusiveness, is because, you know, we get these so-called black sellout-ass leaders or hand-picked leaders, what have you, and they constantly sell our self-interest as a people down the tubes on a daily basis. You know, they're so twisted, they got us believing that the only way for us to progress as a people is to sit up here and to be inclusive with our oppressors. Well, we should be, you know, branching off, dealing with our own economical infrastructures, and as we said before. So our listeners are welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996. Press 1 to speak live on air. Also, too, you could follow our like page on Facebook of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You could follow us on Twitter at Shabaka Capital EXP. And this is a area where you'll find a lot of our archives of our past episodes we've been doing over the last 2 years. And also, too, we want to thank the great guest that we had that has appeared on our podcast in the past, and look forward to great guests appearing again in the very, very near future. So therefore, when it comes to infrastructures, okay, infrastructures, what are you dealing with? Okay, so you're dealing like with transportation, you're dealing like with commerce, you're dealing like with shipping in and distributions of goods and services that are needed along railroads, truck routes, you know, air routes and what have you. See, so we need to control that and put our people back to work. You see, that's one element right there. But however, mainstream media does not look at that. You know, they figure for us as a people to get ahead is to be all inclusive. Wow. And then also, too, we must concentrate on rebuilding the black family unit. You know, so the children know that they got parents, both a mother and a father. You see what I mean? you know, to keep the black family unit intact and to get it back intact, is because we do know we have a lot of social situations with it, a lot of social ills with it. But as we had stated before on this podcast, you see, and as Dr. King had realized before he had passed on, is that integration is a burning house for our people. So we got to check at that. And then, of course, California, you know, with the reparations and what have you. So we're currently doing in-depth research on that. And I think California was one of the first states, you know, to try to implement that. So we're going to be researching it, you know, when we get back up there into the Sacramento area, because we're coming to you from Los Angeles, California tonight. So our callers are welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996 and press 1 to speak live on air. Okay, so in the meantime, we're going to be discussing of our economical independence as well, too. So basically what that means is that's when you become producers, where you got the goods that are in demand throughout the general public, such as capital goods, consumer goods, and tangible goods. And basically what that is that there's one section of it is goods that's produced for production, such as railways, trucks, farm tractors, computers, you see, hydraulic equipment, things of that nature right there, irrigation material, you see, because we got to grow our own food, we got to eat, we got to get away from these GMOs that are designed, you know, and targeted to be detrimental to us. So we got to have, you know, focus on that. And then also, too, we got to have more focus of other groups working for us as opposed to us going out working for other groups. See? And I would just like to ask, how should I say, a lot of our people who don't see color, how they feel about that one, you know, because it's clearly obvious. All right. And then, you know, we got to get the black family unit back together, because that is one of the pillars, you know, of the community, you know, of the nation and what have you. And then when you look at every other group of people, you see they got a sense of themselves because they know the history of themselves, as opposed to their oppressors telling them their history like they do us. See? But, you know, it's all good. And then also, too, moving right along, we got to honor our ancestors, particularly those who made the ultimate sacrifice, you know, in our liberation. And, of course, you know, those in the civil rights movement, they themselves, too, make great sacrifice. And a lot of them have made the ultimate sacrifice, too, as well as in the black nationalistic movement, or the black empowerment era as well. And then, too, now just because the current situation is of all this hypocrisy that is going on and all this confusion, you know, that they're trying to put on us as realities, such as these newly elected black politicians, you know, who are going out here with this idea that the only way for our progress is to be self-sufficient, as opposed to doing introducing bills and legislatures, something dealing strictly for us. So, you know, we need more of that. Also, too, and another thing, acquiring land, which is a factor of production. Because you're going to need land for a place to live. You're going to need land, you know, to produce offices and manufacturing places for employment. You're going to need land, you know, for medical facilities and what have you. And then on top of that as well, too, is that we need to get some of our black scholars, you know, to work on something strictly for us as far as fighting, you know, this series of pandemics that they got going on. Because, you know, when you look at the Tuskegee experiment, you know, one with any half a sense of intelligence would have to recognize, well, that they were doing with that, with syphilis and what have you, was to prevent them, you know, from taking it to the next extreme that's what's currently going on. And then also, too, police shootings, Akron, Ohio, young man shot, you know, 60 times, saying something that he was running from the police and things of this nature there, but you put 60 bullets in. And then recently on social media, you know, I saw a publication where they were saying that down in, I believe it was either Mississippi or Texas, was it, where the former sheriff there, one of the high-ranking officials there in the sheriff's department, was glad that he had killed, I believe, over 50 people in the line of duty. Mm-hmm. So once again, more reason for us to educate our own youth about ourselves, you see. And then, once again, you know, to quote our co-host, Jane Krumer, we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call here. And the number is 516-418-5996. You know, we understand your frustration, you know. But once again, you know, these two-party systems, you know, lie to us. You see what I mean? And one of them, you know, we don't even have to say their name, you know, just go ahead and takes our vote for granted. You see? I mean, look at what you currently got going on. And old Sleepy Joe, you know, he's not addressing certain issues that are of our concern. So let's think about that as a people. And in addition to, you know, the only way you're going to have any type of voting power really is that you got to have some type of economical power. And that is a fact. That's it. In addition to, in the arts and what have you, in the performing arts, you know, we contributed greatly to it. We even had OTBs, you know, capitalize off of our talents as well, too. So we need to be focusing on, you know, getting that back. That's because we are all we got, black family. We are all we got. And it's up to us to take care of us. And then on top of it, too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with the summer months being here, I know they got the Marcus Garvey celebration coming up in Denver, Colorado, I believe, on August the 20th. So if there's any community events that you're doing, you know, for any black events, you know, empowering the community to help go against homelessness as well, too. You're welcome, you know, to inbox us at our live page on Facebook and on Twitter. And let us know what your concerns are, and we'll definitely be happy to mention it on the air. And then also, too, folks, in early August, maybe next week, we got another episode called Looney Tune Negroes that'll be coming up, and that ought to be quite interesting. So we are currently there in the process of producing that one. So we're going to see, you know, if I produce. Yeah, okay, we got Brother Che and Krumer, our co-host. How you doing, Brother Che?
All right. So in regards to Marcus Garvey, we're still looking for vendors. So if anybody's interested in, hit my Facebook page up and hit Shabaka up and let us know if you're interested in vending, because we still need vendors for the event on August 20th for the 8th annual Garvey Day.
Okay. When that day is August the 20th, you say?
Yeah, August 20th from 11 to 4.
Okay, yeah, most definitely, put that up there on our wall and on our page and have the vendors, you know, call in and what have you. And then I'll give you a call off the air, and, you know, because I just want to see what they're offering as well, too. Now, currently here, though, Brother Che, you know what tonight's subject matter is about, you know, what should be our concerns. And with you being our co-host and producer, doing a great job at it, by the way, too, what are your concerns? Or what should be our concerns?
Well, our main concern should be, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Our main concern, getting rid of this global system of racism, white supremacy, and replacing it with a system of justice, guaranteeing that nobody's treated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it. But in the meantime, tangibles, in regards to politics, tangibles, getting something tangible for our vote. I want us to keep going out voting for what? If these politicians aren't offering nothing tangible, why are you voting? If they're using fraud and minorities, marginalized, downtrodden, underprivileged, underserved, underrepresented, and what are you voting for?
Exactly. And then to keep in mind, you know, to prove your premise even further, so like in the state of California, where we make up less than 20% of the general population here, but we make up more than 30% of the inmate population and at least 50% of the homeless here in California, black males in particular. Exactly. And then also, okay, say that again, Brother Che. I couldn't hear you.
I'm saying they want to regulate us to a bottom caste.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. You know, it's because, once again, you know, as far as black males are concerned, as we stated before, and dealing with this recent police killing in Akron, Ohio, from what I understand, where they shot the young man, what is that, 60 times?
Yeah, about 60 times, yeah. And they just shot another brother in San Bernardino, California.
Yes, sir, you know, and we're following up on that story right there is because I'm here in Los Angeles County, and San Bernardino County is the next county going through east of here. Which is
They just shot a brother here in Denver as well. He had court today. They didn't kill him, but they shot him, and they shot six innocent bystanders in the process. So we're still waiting on DPD to release. Yes, but we're still waiting on DPD to release the tapes, the body camera footage. It's been a week and a half, and they still haven't released the body footage.
Right. Well, me personally, as far as those body cam footage is concerned, they need to pass some type of resolution at the state level, or if not at the municipal level or the county level, depending on which law enforcement agency that you're dealing with, of where they got to release the body cam footage immediately.
Right. Well, there's law. It's a law now that they have to wear body cams, but there's no law on when they have to release the footage. So yeah, there should be a law on that.
Right, and then of course anybody out here that works in the movie industry of Hollywood knows is that footage can be edited and added to and taken away from and things of that nature right there. So that's why I was just making a suggestion. This is why you need to have the immediate release of the body cam.
Yeah.
You see? And then, of course, then they got the double speak. Well, you know, well, if we did that there, that could influence the members of a jury or of a potential jury perhaps of where this case had went down. Now, what happens with that? In some cases, what happened here in Los Angeles 30 years ago, then you get what they call What is that, Brother Jay? A change of venue, I believe.
Yeah.
Where they'll take the case out of their county or where the situation went down and they'll put it off in another county?
Yep.
Okay, and that there is referred to as a change of venue, right?
Yes.
Right, okay. So, of course, we saw the fiasco, what happened with that 30 years ago of where I'm coming from, yeah.
Right.
You see what I mean? And then another thing, too, that we have stated over the years of doing Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced is that when the police department gets sued for wrongful death or questionable killings and things of that nature there, you know, like cases like Freddie Gray, what happened to a young man there in Akron, what happened to the other young man up there in Wisconsin, George Floyd, you know what I'm saying, Philando Castile, you know, what happened to him. And, of course, Mike Brown, you know, where white America got together and what was the officer's name that killed him, Darren Wilson, where they generated, you know, over like $5 to $10 million to him or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, so, you know, so then that should clearly be a direct indicator of just like of what this current climate is in regard to us as a people. You see what I mean? And then also, too, our callers are welcome to give us a call here at 516-418-5996. This is Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. And the air date of this episode is July 26, 2022. And our topic tonight, folks, is what should be our concern. Okay, now, on the economical independence, you know, that I had mentioned, we're talking about we should be putting our own selves to work with jobs. Okay, now, this is what I classify as a job, such as if you doing semi-clerical work, shipping and receiving, or working inside a retail establishment, stocking shelves. You know, something, you know, to
yeah,
that right there, job. You know,
Chewbacca, a job is just old and broke.
Okay, yeah, we both know that a job is what now?
Just old and broke.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, without a doubt. And going into debt on a daily basis. You see? Yeah, without a doubt. You see? Now, what you got right here, the next thing, as far as making a living, are trades. Okay, so this is plumbing, carpentry, painting, computer technology, auto mechanics, something like that. Now, when they took all the trade classes out of high school, auto shops, auto mechanics, you see what I mean? Wood shop, stuff of that nature right there. Then it had our youth focusing in, well, let me go get a 4-year degree, 6-year degree or what have you, so therefore I can get a good job, as opposed to saying, why not go out here and get my degree and expand my horizons about developing more trades for our community to put our men folk to work. You see what I'm saying? Because no woman is going to be interested in a man that ain't producing. Now, that is, to quote the words of Mad Dr. D. You know, out of the years that I know him. So, once again, it's essential to our family unit. You see? So, we got to look at the overall scheme of things right there. And then out here in Los Angeles, you know, while you all is making your money and looking to get your name there on the Walk of Fame, you know, pool the resources if you're able. Develop our own.
Speaking of jobs,
yeah.
I just seen an article that it's only 13 years left until Social Security funds run out.
Okay, 13 years left.
Yep.
Before Social Security is totally gone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. All right, so even more so now. You see?
For what, 2035?
So mm-hmm. Well, so yeah. I pity those under the age of 35.
They just need to cut the damn check at this point, Shabaka. They need to cut the damn
reparations
check.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. You know, that is, you know, is our basic premise right there, tangible. Say reparation. They say land. You see what I'm saying? Proper educational infrastructure. Or say, because basically what is boiled down to, Brother Che, and you know, you and I have been doing this for a number of years now, man. It just basically, man, boils down to, man, what Mr. Muhammad said is that we need our own separate nation.
Right.
Straight out. Mr. Garvey said the same thing, too. The X-Man told you the same thing.
Yep.
See? You know, and then also, too, we want to definitely comment on the release of Sunde Ala Okoli.
Okay, oh, yes.
And I believe that he has been paroled after, what is it now, 45 years?
Yeah, we touched on the front line Black News about a month or two ago.
Okay. All right. So definitely check out Frontline Black News. Definitely hit the webpage, frontlinecampaign.org. Definitely donate to the Cash App, Shabaka Sankore, lowercase, that we're going to be printing up, you know, on the electronic media in the very, very near future. Also, too, definitely check out the Revolutionary Agenda with Lady Che. And definitely check out StreamYard, you know, where we appear frequently on there, you know, Shabaka Sankore, Brother Che, myself, and those who are wish to join us. And then also, too, Brother Che, is that we're prepping for an upcoming episode called Looney Tune Negroes.
Oh, yeah, that's the beard, though.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, then feel free to inbox me, man, on some subject matter that you want to bring up on it, is because one of the things, speaking with the person who was going to mention on the air that inspired the show, who is an educator, and it's like that in the public educational system right here, is that they have totally had dummy us down of us as a people in the educational system, you know. And then we sit up here and we be so complacent, you know, with this bullshit that they got going on. You see? And then, you know, if we object to it or what have it, even in a respectful way, with this alternative agenda, you know, that you got old Coon Eric Adams of New York endorsing.
Speaking of that agenda. Yeah. Speaking of that agenda, Shabaka,
yeah.
that agenda is a $3 trillion business.
$3 trillion.
They're spending to influence your local politician, your state politician, your federal politician, your president, your governor, or whatever, to go along with this agenda.
Well, as we stated before, those with that lifestyle, they got their right to their human rights and their civil rights, but they ain't got no business trying to influence our children with that bullshit.
Right.
Straight out.
And on that note, they sentenced the brother. Remember a few years ago, the brother that his daughter went into the bathroom and one of them transgender people went in after her? And he went in the bathroom and killed her. Beat the dude to death. It just sentenced him.
Okay. Okay, was this man protecting his child?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't see nothing wrong with what that man did if he, you know, is protecting his child.
Right.
Say,
they just sentenced him.
And it seems to me on that type of shit right there, just off of liability cases alone right there, they ought to make them think twice about that shit.
Right.
So what they probably need to do is to invest in some more single occupancy bathrooms.
Yeah, they definitely need to do that.
Yeah. See, and then also, too, you know, and a lot of that is also, too, jeopardizing the safety of our children on a collective basis as well.
Yeah,
and
I hate to hear that.
We've stated on this platform in the past, and we're going to state it again. You know, our babies should be taught to defend themselves. And just like we had mentioned, too, Brother Che, and I deeply apologize for missing StreamYard the other night, man. I was just so exhausted, man. I fell asleep, man. You know?
Yeah.
Just to show you how tired
it was.
And I've shared it. And then, too, now, this is just my idea of another thing that can create jobs, but then again, you know, there's moral, what they call moral issues against it, is because in California, from what I understand, that there was some measure that they were trying to place on a ballot to expand gaming operations for the Native American reservations there in California. Vegas style, and I'm figuring is that you got all these black entertainers out here. They probably need to invest off in some casinos out there in Nevada. That's employment. Those are jobs. You know, chance for upward mobility. Just putting it out there, you know. You'll see, but however, you know, you do have those of us that have moral issues against gambling, which I do respect and recognize. But it seems to me, and how much did you say, man, $3 trillion they're intending to spend on this transgender stuff, right?
Yeah, $3 trillion, that's how much they're spending on it.
Yeah, well, you know, off of that, you know, they could build 10 small casinos out there in the Nevada desert somewhere along off a major interstate, you see what I mean, and make money. Or say, and accumulate wealth to generate generational wealth, you know, that a lot of our scholars had mentioned in their platforms and podcasts as well, too. You see?
Right. But they're basically paying off politicians.
They're paying off
the politicians. Paying off the schools, they're paying off every institution to allow this shit.
Well, you have to understand, Brother Che, as you already know, is that when it comes to schools, universities, the state itself, the city itself, you know, and even at the national level, you know, you're dealing with politicians. I mean, look at this dude they had out here, Mark Ridley Thomas in Los Angeles. Look at Karen Bass, running for mayor of Los Angeles.
It's even worse than that.
Toronto. Oh, yeah.
Not only do we have the first openly gay governor, but we have a transgender.
A transgender what?
State representative.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess these are the current times here in 2022, here in the 20s, and so the only thing we could say about that is, you know, we've let our position be known on our platform, all part of Frontline Black News, And then also, too, folks, you know, the hashtags that we generally post to is Frontline Black News, Source Magazine, The Hollywood Reporter, The Los Angeles Times, The Denver Post. You know, you can go there and check out some of our back episodes that we post on that day as well, too. And definitely check out our Cash App, Shabaka Sankore. You know, donate $5, $10, whatever you can. Feel free to inbox us on any subject matter that is of your interest and think that would be interest, you know, to our people here, you know, all throughout the diaspora. And that's another thing I want to talk about, you know, is the diaspora and the gross national product. As we all know, the gross national product of any given nation or of any given community or what have you is the total amount of money that has been spent in that particular period of time, generally a year, on goods and services. Okay, and this is an indicator of how the economy is improving or how is it going down. But you have to understand that economics, like psychology, is a complicated science. You see, and then too, and the more reason for us, you know, to deal, you know, with our youth, you see, because just think about it, folks. You know, here, you know, there are those before us that laid on their back on the hull of a slave ship for 5 to 6 months, being starved, brutalized, and what have you, and they still prevail. Oh. You see? And they still prevail. See? And then, of course, with the black family unit being shattered, you see, we have to rebuild it. So this is what we mean when we state that we are in a state of emergency. And then to prove just how urgent that the emergency is, you got a lot of our people who don't even realize that such a state exists. That's even worse. You don't even realize that it exists, you see? So we have to pool our resources. We have to build back our family unit, you see? We have to get our sense of community back, you see? But looking at history in the last 40 years, you know, we saw the damage that it did. So what is that, a generation and a half? Almost two generations?
Almost two generations.
40 years?
And the generation
okay.
is like 25 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's almost two generations.
Yeah. Let's see. So then you had these various community epidemics that went on and stuff like that, you know, throughout the whole nation. They killed the black family unit, led to mass incarceration, you see. And it was Joe Biden and Bill Clinton that brought you that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you see, you know, once again.
Get tough on crime, bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. You see? And then when Congresswoman Maxine Waters tried to launch an investigation into this situation, her investigation gets shut down by Janet Reno. And for those who don't know, that Janet Reno was the Attorney General during the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the Democrats.
Yep.
You see, and then, but just like, okay, but just like with the X, but just like what the X-Man said, you know, over 60 years ago, I much rather deal with a downright wolf, you know, as opposed to that wolf in sheep's clothing. See?
We keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Democrat since the 1960s.
Yeah.
response about the show, man. Yeah, so we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting different results. That's insanity.
Yeah, yes, it is, because each time that we bang our head against the same wall, we're expecting a different result every election time. And it's the same shit, you see? Now, at least with Trump, you know, at least you knew what you was dealing with, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
Then, you know, you got old Hyde and Biden and, you know, and his shenanigans, you see?
Yeah, but it didn't come as no surprise to us. We knew he wasn't going to do
shit.
Oh,
no, exactly. Oh, yeah. We'll see, without a doubt. You see? Without a doubt. And then from what I understand, they're saying that Biden had had COVID. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, so, you know, it's just some cold shenanigans that's going on, Brother Trey. You know what I mean? And we pretty much, you know, need to call it out for what it is, you see? And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, the hashtags for tonight's episode is Frontline Black News, Hollywood Reporter, Source Magazine, RBG, and Black Family. And this episode is for those 18 years of age and older. Okay, but moving right along here to Brother Che, you know, that I have in my notes right here.
Yeah.
The one of economic independence. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in my opinion, you know, that effort there is going to come, you know, off the continent and out of the diaspora, just like the Americas as well, you see? And then on top of that as well, too, is that, once again, we have to get over there, you know, into the educational infrastructure, you see what I'm saying, to get our kids' mind, you know, off of this nonsense, you see? Because it's nothing but self-destruction. You see what I'm saying? And then as far as infrastructure is concerned, you know, we got to develop our own waterways, you know, to purify our water. Look at Flint, Michigan. Hell, look at California. You know, the garbage that they got down here, man, that they called water. You know? And then also, too, that they would aid in our economical independence. And then for those on the continent, if possible, if they could more or less, you know, get out of that colonial debt and up out of that Chinese debt, is because, you know, as we all know, that's where all the silicon, you know, is coming from. They say, you know, all the precious gems, you know, pretty much come off the continent. You see what I mean? And, you know, they've been exporting it there, rather it's been the Belgians, the British, the Dutch, the Portuguese, they say the Spaniards, you see what I'm saying? But, you know, they don't want us, you know, to recognize that. And if we was to recognize such, you know what I'm saying, then all of a sudden we're called black racists. And once again, you know, that is not making any sense, you see? But, you know, as you said, Brother Che, you know, we know what day it is. We woke up and smelled the coffee, you see. And then in the educational system, once again, particularly, you know, when black children are in their formative years, okay, they should not be going, you know, to the oppressor to get educated. That's another thing that they, you know, that the ancestors have left behind.
Yeah, only
a fool would let his oppressor educate his children.
Right.
You see, also, too, look at what they did throughout Colorado and Montana or Utah or let's see, in the Midwest, like what they did with the indigenous peoples of Tennessee and Arkansas and Oklahoma and what have you. You know, they forced them on the reservations, you know, to take all their land. And they call the stuff here, you know, building a great country and things of that nature there. You know, where these cats went out here and committed genocide and atrocious crimes and things of that nature right there. But within the American ethos, it figures that those who've been downtrodden and stepped on and disrespected to the utmost, you know, of every element of humanity, and we're supposed to be forgiven. Oh, it's okay.
Everybody else don't forget, but we're supposed to forgive.
Yeah, and forget. And then they want us to sit up there and to identify with the oppression. Let's see. That's the part that kills me. See? And then hate those of where our common roots come from. See? And then on top of it, when you look at a lot of our black athletes and entertainers that get taken for all their money in these divorce settlements, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
See? You know. And I mean is that they say that when we mention such things, you know, that this is hatred. You're not being all inclusive.
Yeah, all inclusive. Being all inclusive gotten us nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. And then not to mention the fact that when these other groups go off into dealing with their selves, you see what I'm saying, through their community organizations, through their infrastructures that they've developed for themselves, no one says nothing about it. But as soon as we do it for ourselves, and all of a sudden we this, that, day, or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's proven to me, being past 50 solar returns over the years, shows even more the greater economical power that we have. We just got to change the mindset of how we use it and how we apply it. See, just like when I had the last...
said that we spend like 1.5 trillion, something like 1.4, $1.5 trillion with the oppression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's enough to build our own country.
Yeah, and keep in mind is that $1 trillion is $1,000 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind that $1 billion is $1,000 million.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You could plant some very, very serious seeds with that type of revenue.
Right. He said something like we would be the eighth richest country in the world.
You talking about the black man and woman in America with their spending power?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm. So once again, black family, let us learn from 1955 with the Montgomery bus boycott.
Right.
And then if you hit these various industries, say, as opposed to that they was only going after one entity, the Montgomery bus boycott at that time, but if you hit about three or four of these industries, you say, that could be some very, very shaking and moving. And then also, too, for you brothers there that retired from the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, I believe you gentlemen got enough influence and got enough resources amongst yourselves to start our own league. And with the talent that we have in those sports, regardless of the league, the general public will come see our talent. Just like in entertainment. See? Just like in entertainment. You know, they copy our mannerisms and our, what's the word, lingo and things of that nature right there. See? And those of you who are not of African ancestry, black or what have you, the first thing you're going to want to say, oh, you guys are talking black racism, guys. You guys over there, Shabaka's black experience in hand, you guys are black racist. Fool, there ain't no such thing as a black racist in the United States or even in the diaspora. Because we are in no position and control no industries or infrastructures to implement any type of racism. See? And those who disagree with us, give us a call, 516-418-5996. We're live right now. Be happy to hear from you. Okay, so what's on your mind on things, Brother Che?
Lady Chase, man, there's so much stuff on my mind. I said LGBTQ, Vietnam hands, they count. Dave Chappelle's comedy special in Minnesota behind whatever jokes he made about the transgender community. It's like, it's ridiculous. If you, they label you homophobic, transphobic. But like you said, they're heterophobic.
They have to be.
And if you call them, they said that we're violent, heteronormative.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that there's imagery that they project of us from this raggedy-ass place of where I'm at tonight, Los Angeles, California.
I think me and Shabaka. Lady Chase off the phone.
Okay.
I don't know why the other people call in, because I tagged a whole bunch of people in this. Okay, she wants to call in. In the meantime,
516-418-5996. Now, once again, we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to call in.
518-5996.
Yeah, I don't know.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah, today.
Well, Brother Isaiah said he'll call in next week.
Okay. All right, moving right along here. Of, you know, what's coming out of Los Angeles County. As I said before, you know, you got the mayor's race that's coming up. Also, too, as you all know, all congressional seats, you know, are up for re-election, you know, in the House of Representatives every 2 years. This year, you're going to have a few gubernatorial races and a few senatorial races as well. So, with the Democrats, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if everybody voted Republican in the next general election.
Well, that's why everyone is scared now. It's about they don't know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're just really kind of sad.
They're going to lose Senate and the House.
Yeah. Yeah. And when was the last time that you had a Republican president, a Republican Senate, and a Republican House?
I think that was under George Bush.
Yeah, under Bush Senior or Junior?
Junior.
Okay. And what about when Reagan was the president?
Yeah, I believe it was under Junior Bush.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Okay, Lady Che, you there?
Yep, finally. I didn't know you just sitting here by yourself. I didn't know that. I thought
they kind of remind me about the show that I did a few weeks ago about participation. You know what I mean? You can participate with everybody else, and would come to you. It's hard to get people to participate. And I referred to our stuff, you know, way back like a few weeks ago that happened to that stuff. So. Man, I didn't know y'all was in your brains up. Hey, guess what I like to talk about? It's kind of neat. Monkeypox and gay people. Hey, y'all been watching
what?
The news? Have you been watching the news?
No, enlighten me.
All right, cool. All right, so over the last week, CDC has been putting out a global... Global message, right, at first. And it's been going on since, maybe about 2 weeks. And now, the United States has more cases of monkeypox.
Mm-hmm. Said,
right? And New York has had the most cases, right? 300, over 300 cases of active monkeypox. But guess where it's hit? It's hit mostly the gay LGBTQ community. Yeah, this week. I've been doing an RDA on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super stoked about this because this agenda is like a $1 trillion agenda.
Right.
It's like a $1 trillion thing. Like, I did a show on it the other night on the RBA. How these transgender individuals have been locked up in the penitentiary and knocked up two bitches.
Mm.
It has a real bad look. And then that led into this, where monkeypox is relevant, but is now getting worse, and only in this LGBTQ, LGBTQ group so far. They can't really say that it's women getting in, right? If that was the case, the CDC would be so wanting to help a person. The only reason this come up right now because they didn't want to give up the medicine to these people. You know, we have medicine.
Mm.
We had a testing skill set. We got the boosters. We got the shot. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was watching a show that I was going to do. It was on Democracy Now. Democracy Now.
Mm-hmm.
With Amy. And I was talking about the dude in the show. He's a professor. He's pretty much talking about it. And he's trying to be quiet. You know, like, and he lifted up, you know, that a queer man, that just like that, queer man had got it. And you know, try to go into the emergency room. You know, he'd been like there maybe 3-4 times, and he had sores in his mouth and anus, but they didn't want to give him the medicine. And like, it went on for about 15-20 more minutes before they're like, well, we have it, but the government doesn't want to give it to us. You know, they don't want to let it be testing. But it's about to be a big wave of it, right? You say, you know, it's a very intimate disease. It's a very intimate little virus, it was said. And then they go back to say, like, but not necessarily homosexual. Well, I don't know, man. My question was like, well, I don't know if it's in your mouth and in your butt. How is that not homosexual? And then started off with animals. Even though they, like, it all.
Lady Jay? Okay, Brother Che, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, it looks like Lady Che dropped. Okay, we should be having another caller calling in that I was just communicating with here on, I guess, Messenger. Okay, but the thing is, though, is that when we look at, you know, the educational aspect of things, right? Okay, this is generally in the child's formative years, right? Okay, so we put down here formative years. Formative years. And what do they call that in teenage years? I forgot. There was a word. Adolescence, I believe, is the term. Brother Che.
Yes, I'm here, Shabaka. I was just reading off the number to let you check what you can call back in.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, so now, when you get off into their formative years, you know, and they pushing this agenda, it's a form of genocide, you know.
Yeah, like
and I'm just going to be real, you know.
They had that chick out of Rhode Island, Sierra Mack, who talk about she supports teaching gay sex to preschoolers.
Oh, wow.
Shabaka,
that's crazy.
Back.
Oh, okay. All right, welcome back. Yeah. Okay, so therefore, run out there by me again. I just want to make sure I heard that correct. And that they trying
monkey
to teach pop. This.
Are you talking to Jessica?
Okay, I'm talking to Jessie. Okay, I see we got a caller here out of the 520 area code. Okay, and just press 1 and be more than happy to have you on the air. And what our subject matter is tonight is dealing with what should be our concerns, you know, as a people on a collective basis, you know, to implement some ways, you know, to come up out of this madness. So therefore, so just press 1 and be more than happy to have you on the air. Now, also too, Brother Che, this is what we were saying also too earlier about developing more trade, okay, because see, you could build businesses, you know, off of trade.
Right.
You see what I mean? So this is why, you know, we need more technicians and what have you, and we also need more innovators, And then also too, okay, well, that's okay. 520-6529. We're gonna unmute your microphone, And, you know, and comment, you know, if you like, and thank you for calling in. Okay, all righty. Okay, but what we need is we got to have.
Is that me?
No, Lady Chase.
I'm sorry, I
gotta
move on.
No, we got you, Lady Chase.
Fuck, I didn't know if you were talking to me or not.
Okay. All right, but as we were saying is, you know, by developing more trade, you know, for our youth, okay, because a trade that you're always going to have as long as, and particularly, you know, when you're dealing with architecture, welding and pipe fitting and plumbing. What do they call that? AC and heating, you see? So, you know, we got to get, you know, our young people, you know, off into that. And then also, too, from what I understand in Compton, is that they have a black-owned grocery outlet out there. And as you know, grocery outlet, you know, they're independently owned and operated. So that's something positive right there. Then, of course, you know, online marketing. You see, you know, areas, you know, that need to be researched and ventured into, in my opinion, you know.
Fresh Rebecca.
Particularly, yeah. Yes.
So the topic is what do you think we should work on as people? I think personally, I'm going to work on breaking down this agenda, this trillion-dollar industry, because basically – what they're saying is wrapped tight that it's all within the school system, media, the government. It's basically saying that we're paying into this agenda, and this agenda is governing us. So I'm going to work on breaking that down.
Pretty much. And you're right in that observation. You see what I mean? But at the same token, what should be an observation, and it's standing there like a white elephant in a room, but through the brain death and the mental shackle, we pretend like we don't see it.
Well, see, that's another thing I was going to talk about. Is that see, we're designed to get that programming. However, if the programming is that we're contributing to it, so since we're contributing to that program, it's them telling us whatever, but we're passing it around and doing, you know, passing it out there and allowing them to keep us being the bulk contributor of these programs, like these programming tactics. What it happens to happen, what needs to happen with black people is that black people get the control of everything, not this narrative, though. Like, for example, they say the sky is up, right? I'm playing around, okay? It's like a little joke, right? Everything that governs us, the rules that we live under, if they say the sky is up and the earth is down, right? So us black people believe that not only is it up and it's so grand, we add extra shit into it, and then the ground is on the bottom, and we add extra shit into it, and now it's made better, right? But if we say like this, no, the sky is down and the earth is up, right? That, bam, there shall be, right? Because ultimately, which, you know, it's obviously, I'm just playing around, people. I'm just giving you an example. But it's what it is. Everything is off of the black vibration. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all they have to do is take a little bit of this little and create something. And it pushes to us. We see it. We feel it. And then next thing you know, we made that whole shit happen. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's us.
Mm-hmm.
It's us. And they're giving us some shit and making it a little bit harder that we just keep feeding into it. So it's us. So for us, we have to change the narrative. And forcefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then just start bringing us back in, taking the kids after school, growing our food, everything. We change politics. We change everything. Us. I have a whole bunch of topics to talk about like that. I'm going to make a show. healthy either. We're not healthy inside. We're not in the right stuff. Like tears are all connected. Everything's connected to us. Just to us. You know what I mean? So since we're not focused on us, we're over there trying to fix a condition that we created. Like they ain't oppressing us, but it's really, we have the control over it verbally or energetically. You know what I mean? We have control of the situation. We just are letting the cognitive dissonance that we create come back and cloud us. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So we can clear up this condition like that.
Yeah, and then too, but this is what Carter G. Woodson said almost 100 years ago. And his writing of the miseducation of the Negro. See? And the sad part about it is now, what they got going on in the educational infrastructure is just like with this critical race theory. Oh, well, that makes
there's no education structure right now.
Yeah, no, but
there's no educational structure because if you like I said, you just watch the show, Professor Mark. There's if they're using words like K-12 cartel. What does that mean? When do you throw the word cartel on the back of K-12? Alphabet cartel. That means, and make whole legitimate articles about it. Since when is that allowed? You see what I'm saying? So at this point, you might as well consider the educational system is already destroyed. As of like this year now, if they're telling you, They say, if you have a child, they say, hey, you know, you're not a father. You're a birth contributor. Our shit's already fucked up. That's it. They've been saying it for like almost 2 months. Now, I'm not a mother. I've never been a mother, allegedly, right? They just say I was a birthing, what do they call it? A birthing, birthing person. I was about to go harder with it. They were probably saying I was the vessel of birth, birthing vessel. You know what I mean? So you're so detached from the nonsense they've been contributing. You see? They're making whole articles about this. And like they took it everything away. So critical race theory so far in the past, now it's like critical identity theory. Everything is identitalized. That's the part that we got to change. So they're basically already erasing us and adding some extra shit. So pretty soon we'll forget we're black and probably even forget that heterosexuality actually exists because they put in it like when they referred to Dave Chappelle, they said, oh, well, you know, Dave Chappelle's got this violent heteronormative behavior. So now we're violent?
Because Dave Chappelle defended himself by whooping somebody's ass up there that tried to attack him.
Regardless. No, they do regard because he's talking still, because he didn't submit to their agenda, the LGBTQ talk. They wanted to cancel him then, remember? I forgot about the fight. Damn, that was a good answer. I totally forgot about the fight. Good answer. I forgot about that. But they because of the transgender conversation, trans ain't a word. They ain't real women. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a man in a dress.
Wow.
Case in point, when that man in a dress or they're now pretending to be a woman with a full beard knocked up two women in prison. That's not a real thing. Just a man in a dress.
We're basically
blowing their shit up, showing that it is an agenda, and that fat white people that run the world allow these individuals to govern us. That's why everybody's getting reparations. That's why these people get crime bills. That's why they get everything they ask for. We're just giving it up and thinking we're was it. Now it's all crumbling. That's all coming down.
And then the sad part about it is that they go on to black politicians, you know, to push the
right.
agenda, you know. What Brother Terry was talking
well,
the
attack is,
what Eric Adams did.
The attack is, yeah, like how you say we're at war and this is a state of emergency, you weren't lying. That's not a lesson. They're real lie, man, right? People didn't understand what the state of emergency was, right?
No,
what
well,
a state of emergency.
Yeah,
that was the sad part. They never understood why it's a state of emergency, right? And only Shabaki had said it. Well, they didn't understand what the state of emergency was. The state of emergency is everything is against black people, right? Everything. You got buffer classes. You got weird fucking identity politics. Identity gender
true.
Politics.
The state
yes,
of emergency.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, ma'am. The state of emergency.
Okay, we have our
that's
I can't sit here and agree
right, go
with
ahead,
that.
Go ahead. I apologize, ma'am. I didn't even know you was on here. How you doing, sister?
Doing very well. How y'all doing?
Here. I didn't know you was on here, baby. I apologize. Go
no,
ahead. I didn't know you were on here. I thought it was just me, Jesse, and Shabaka.
It's y'all show.
Go ahead, baby. Go
it's
ahead.
Y'all
I apologize.
Show. I'm just hopping on.
I didn't know you were here.
How y'all doing? But
how you doing?
You got to be quiet for a minute. Please let me say something. Now, you can't just keep
yes,
talking
ma'am.
Over
yes,
me.
Ma'am.
I'm going to think you're doing it on purpose. And
yes,
I'm going to get
ma'am.
Offended. And I don't have to be on you to do that.
I apologize.
Hey, how y'all doing? I hope all is well, and I'm listening to the conversation. And the original question when I came on was, how do we get to the youth? And I think if we stay focused there on the youth, we'll move this movement forward a lot faster and easier because our power is in the youth. We've got a lot of different organizations out here that are working with youth through dance, different forms of art.
Right.
So if we were to unite and come together as a powerhouse of knowledge and information and partner with these organizations that are already developing the youth, then we'll have some form of attachment or connection to the movement with the youth, but bringing them different information based on knowledge and how we unite as a people, building within them a strength to form and to unite across the globe in the movement of the youth. And so I believe we focus on our youth, we can go a lot far. We can go a lot further. But as far as the state of emergency being against black people, I think honestly, and I hope nobody takes this to offense, but black people are against themselves by being subject to these different circumstances that are against people who don't consider themselves as human. And if we're looking at things from legal terms and how things are written, how they're allowed to do things, is because although it's illegal, it's lawful because they're doing what we give them the power to do as a people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason why I disagree with, you know, saying that the state of emergency was against black people. Black people are against black people.
Okay.
Black people
yeah.
are out here killing, killing one another.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, ma'am. I agree with you wholeheartedly, indeed, and that there is one of the elements of the emergency is because, you know, like when we go out there and knock off one another, and say you don't know when it comes down and when the stuff really hits the fan, that individual you knocked over just might have been an ally that you need to watch your back. See.
Right.
So Akshita is definitely right about that. Is you know, and then also too, Akshita, you know, me and Mad Dr. D, we did do an episode on that you could pull it up out of the archives of what we do to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
That there is the name of that one right there. It's about 2 or 3 years old.
I agree, sister. I agree. I think I just should have worded it better. I agree.
No, it's not that. We're having an open form of communication, and I think it's important that we allow one another to be heard so we can hear the points of view from others. So maybe if we don't see it the same way, we can at least understand the perspective of another person who's involved in the movement forward. Like, if you got a kink,
right.
If there's a kink in the chain, if we don't stop to unkink the chain is going to get so tight that it's going to pop and break, and we don't want that. That's what's going
right.
on now. It's a lot of kinks in the chain. So if we don't come
yeah.
through with the oil being the knowledge and information, if we don't come through with that, then we're just a rusty chain that's ready to pop and break everywhere.
You're
rather
right.
than stop it from kinking.
You're right. You see, you know, that's real right there.
So
and
like,
then
so,
too, and like a,
yeah, you're right. And
then also,
I've
too,
been overloaded,
and,
overly loaded with news and metaphysical, what do you call it, downloads, receiving it. You know what I mean? I've just been receiving it. So I've been like universally, like just. So kind of all over the place verbally. So I'm in the right zone. Too much wording, or I don't know what, but I'm in the right zone on the same page. Because it makes very good sense. That's what I think I was thinking to say. It makes very good sense. Thank you. It's like exactly what I was saying, actually. Except for like the last sentence. I have that part I have to get. I didn't say that, but that's the exact point that I should say. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then also, too, just like what Sister was saying, is that you got an oily chain. No, you got a chain that does not have any oil, just like the engine of a car when you don't put no oil in it. What you going to do? You're going to crack the block, you see?
Right.
Yeah, you see, after you blast the gasket, and in the black community, using this here as an analogy, we already busted the gasket. It's just a matter of time before the block cracks, and then you shut down. Ask me how I know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't need to ask you. I already
right.
know. I've been standing for a while.
That's just like in the army. Before, if you assign a vehicle, then that vehicle, you must go to the motor pool and conduct a PMCS on it weekly. Not only that, you must conduct a PMCS on it before you even crank it up to start it, to move
mm-hmm.
the vehicle. You got to make sure everything is in proper order.
Right.
We just got to do a PMCS within the community of people that's moving forward. Like a
oh, absolutely. Right, exactly. You see, because you could best believe what is being divided amongst ourselves, this is why, you know, they're doing to us what we're doing. See, it's because, you know, as Akshita said, you know, the chain broke. It needs some oil, just like gears in your car. You see? Because, you know, the head gasket's already gone. It's just a matter of time before you crack the fucking block. You know what I'm saying? Then it's jumped.
Right. And everybody know when the head gasket gone because it's faint.
Exactly. You see, you're going to lose compression. You're going to overheat. Now, I ask you, black family, are we not in a similar situation as the people? And not only domestically, but throughout the whole diaspora.
Yeah, yeah, no, we totally are. Like, I mean, this makes no sense. Like, it makes so much sense to me. And then I look at, like, I mean, this, when that just happened, I see the problem. It's like me telling, rather me talking to another person, right, to look like us, and they don't want to hear it, so they shut it down. And that's the block. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be each one teach one, right? But they don't want to hear it. And they think that it's, what they say, too much. All I heard all week long. And it's like, no, no, wait. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Get with me. Get with me on this. Follow me down this road. Like, don't you see this is what's happening to us? No, 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 no. It's too much. Too much.
Well, we got to be able to use discernment we must have discernment when it's dealing with people.
That's
and
right.
The message that people want to give and how they want to lead us. If we don't have discernment within ourselves in whichever direction we travel, then we are just blind being led by the blind. And what use is that?
You're right.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah, you're
going to
have everybody walking off
after
a cliff.
All of us. You feel me? How can we unify?
Yeah, no, she's absolutely right.
If we're all there
that.
In one moving machine, if are we using discernment? Because I feel you on this discernment. I feel you on it. I understand. But if we can't unify all of us, or try to get all there, we're going to be leaving everybody, right?
Everybody was in the boat. Even Harriet Tubman had to shoot a couple of niggas in the head.
Yes,
oh,
but that defeats what you just said.
No, Ashita's right about that. Oh, yeah, because
she's right.
Said, when you get on this train, you ain't getting off this train, and there's only going to be one way to get off this train when you get on.
Yes.
And I'm quite sure Sister Harriet has
I've
used that street sweeper quite a few times.
Exactly.
I'm quite sure Sister Harriet
Tubman. You're right.
She had to use it quite a few times. That she was taking, and plus keep in mind that she's only traveling by horse and buggy. You didn't have your damn Mercedes. You didn't have your limousine. You didn't have your car.
Nah, that's true what you're saying. I mean, I'm the main primary person.
By
Bain. I will leave all you. I'm going north. I'm a Bain motherfucker, and I will leave everybody and go north myself. I respect that. I understand. What I was saying is in regards to the earlier statement, the earlier discussion earlier, I was saying, how can we unify if we can't even get on the same page? That's all I was saying. But I can dig it. I will ditch everybody and go north myself because I think everybody's slow. You hear me? Like oh, you ain't with everybody. I'm the first one to do it. So I understand.
It's got to be organization of the collective whole of the willing. You must be willing
right.
to even get into the conversation. Ain't nobody got time to be right. arguing with nobody in these days. We see what's going on. If you still arguing about wrong being wrong, no matter what it is wrong, period. If it's wrong, then I don't say it's wrong. And if you got a problem with me saying that it's wrong, then you are part of the problem. And I'm going to address you. I'm not going to try to convince you to please come on with us. No, hell no. We finna get
right.
down and put up with whatever the hell we got to do. We finna do this because what you're not finna do is get in the way of me and my children.
Exactly.
And
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's a universal
That's
law principle what
thing.
That sister is speaking of right there. Because
yes,
when you look at all life forms,
myself and my feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I hear you. That's
You're
exactly
saying
what I'm saying. I'm saying the exact same thing. I said the exact same thing. Exactly how you're saying it. I understand. I'm going to protect mine and mine. Me and mine. You're going to get in the way of it. You know what I mean? I understand exactly what you're saying. Because I say the same thing every day of week.
Well, see, this is why
every show,
that
every
we've
week.
Got to
like
rebuild the Black Family Unit. It's because the Black Family Unit is the basis of the neighborhood unit or the community unit. And that there is the basis of the nation of it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because all mothers are going to protect their children. See, but what happened was, you know, with the Willie Lynch Doctrine and what they did through the plantation system down there on the plantations of Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana, Virginia, North and South Carolina, Florida, and what have you. You see what I mean? That is the problem right there. And this garbage has been ingrained in us, you know, for so many generations. You think?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
We came a long way, but we even still got a longer way to go because it's just as we had mentioned earlier. In the last 40 years, we have regressed 100 years.
And that ain't even so long ago.
40 years. I'll say that again, sister.
It hasn't been that long. It's still very new and fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
you
why,
know,
that's why people are still hurt over the pain of the awareness and the knowledge of those things that happened that put people of melanation into a certain category, which they don't belong in because they've been misnomered. But it's like once you, just like you spoke on Carter G. Woodson, just like he says in the book, Miseducation of the Negro, if you're going to go backwards, then how are you progressing forward? Pretty
exactly.
much in a paraphrase.
Exactly.
So why keep going backwards when we can move forward? We know what the past looked like. We know this. So now that we can, now that we know that we can identify the enemy appropriately, whether they look like us or not, the enemy
mm-hmm.
most times looks like us.
Well, look what happened with Marcus Garvey. You know, the proves your point right there. Look what happened with Brother Fred Hampton. That proves your point even more so right there. See?
And this was a those were global movements to unite Africa here and here at home and abroad.
Exactly, throughout the whole diaspora and the continent. It's because
exactly.
as Brother Malcolm has said in one of his last speeches, I believe, he was addressing the Organization of African Unity, 1964, I believe, where he had made the statement that our problem is your problem and your problem is our problem. Because, you know, when you look at the brutalization from the Belgians, the French, the Dutch, you know, the Portuguese, you know, and the British. You see, and then all the economical wealth has been taken out of the continent, just like what Professor P.L.O. Lumumba had stated off in one of his lectures, is that, you know, is that the operating budget for Coca-Cola for one fiscal year is larger than the gross national product of the Congo, I believe he was speaking of. That's bad. And particularly, you know, that's where all the gold and where the diamonds are and the tungsten and bauxite. Oh, and silicon. You see what I mean? You know, which is a huge commodity. See, because that's what's making all your cell phones, laptops, and stuff like this here operate. You see? And then also, too, I've came across information, you know, over the years of doing this, is that there are some African nations that are, you know, stressing, you know, for the descendants of the continent, you know, to come home and rebuild it, you know. So I believe that there, since I'm in my twilight years now, you know, I believe that there, you know, for those of you who are 45 and younger, because you see, you can still make a move on it. You know, you can still plant seeds, you see, you know, on that. I mean, let's look at what China did for itself. And, you know, and they're going into Africa, you know, making all these loans to them, and then the government defaults on the loans, and that's how they're acquiring the property there.
But
you know,
the Chinese
like
people don't call themselves the yellow people from the yellow land either.
Well, let me see. What
they
do they
have
call
a nationality. They have a nationality.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're dealing with a nationality, you're dealing with a people, a force, a unified, organized people who live by the same principles. And the issue in this country is, we don't have a culture to lean on. Everybody is everywhere, and they arguing about who's right and who's wrong based on religion and belief.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if we understand what our nationality is, and we stand up on the basis of nationality as a nation, then nations deal with nations. Nations don't deal with peons and peasants and people that don't have any place to call home.
Mm-hmm.
People so confused, they trying to leave the country where their ancestors come from to go somewhere where they know nobody and know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean we're not distant relatives, but what it means is that if you can't trace your family back to Africa, you shouldn't be claiming Africa. As a continent, why do you want to leave the land of milk and honey to go to somewhere where they can't, they have issues with food. They get their food from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually grow food here.
Mm-hmm.
We can feed ourselves here.
And we should be emphasizing, you know, growing our own food as well, too, is because looking at this garbage with these GMOs that they got coming up here in California, or in the San Joaquin Valley, of which they refer to as America's Salad Bowl. Oh, it's bad. You know, check out this video by Dr. Ken Adams on that, about how in the GMOs of that they got the elements in their program to sterilize black women. Yeah, Dr. Ken Adams. Yeah, if I'm saying his name right. And he's a specialist in this, and he's a white guy. And he does say, you know, don't hate me of what I'm about to say. But, you know, he's letting you know what time it is. You see what I'm saying? And if it's some information to save your ass, you know what I mean? And if it's vital or crucial to you, I suggest you listen, you know.
We're dealing with genocide.
Oh, absolutely.
Genocide.
So that is exactly what they're doing to us. Oh, yeah. And they're doing it slowly, and they're doing it systemically as well, too.
Absolutely.
You see, I mean, look at Compton, California. Now, Compton, California, that I've been through recently, you had all black administration. You had a black mayor. Now, let me see. I'm turning back the hands of time to about the mid-1990s. You had all black mayor, all black city manager, black council personnel. But these same black politicians in Compton was allowing the Aluminum Corporation of America to use vacant lots and what have you in the city of Compton as toxic waste dumps.
Yep. And see, they've done this in a lot of different places, but in different ways. Like, for, I'm from Mobile, Alabama, and I grew up in, my family is from Mobile Terrace, which was a part of Mobile that was occupied by the Mississippians. And so they were the original people of that area. Now they're moving African people into those communities in these, you know, they got these houses that pop up houses that they have, putting them around everywhere that don't stand up against wind at all. But they setting these people mm-hmm. up within the community. And what happened was the only way they were able to do that is because someone within the community sold the community out through politics. And once they had someone who was melanated in the office, they sold out that community and then began to push new agendas throughout and through in the community. So they've been doing this in a lot of their, because they want to change the concept. See, we got to remember that history only repeats itself. Nothing under the sun is new. So everything that's happening has happened before. If we just look back at history and just figure out the problem, we know what the problem is. Okay, so just like any math problem, there's a concept and an idea to get to a solution, and it's definite. Once you've gotten the solution is found. So therefore, you have solved the problem. You have gotten a summation of the problem. So once we learn how to do that in everyday life situations, I believe that we'll get a lot further as far as understanding. If you just put things into simple terms, don't make things so complex, because complexity causes confusion, and confusion is of the devil.
Yeah, I give you that one there on that there, sister, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like the words of undisputed truth right there, and only a fool will argue with undisputed truth and whatnot. Now, in addition to rebuilding our black family unit to get the black male, you know, in the household, you know, once again to be the provider and the protector of his household, okay, for our boys, we immediately got to get them out of the public indoctrination centers as in yesterday. Particularly when they start, you know, particularly when they start getting off into their formative years, you know.
Right.
If you got some youngins, you know, if you got some boy youngins, you know, who are 6, 7, 8 years old, let them play some sports. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know. Get them the proper development, you know, as men. You know, have them eating right and exercising right. You see? Because one thing, when you look down through the history of the world, one thing that any nation that had any type of military services is you got to have your soldiers in shape.
Right.
That is a fact. You see what I'm saying? That is a fact. You know, have them study martial arts. Have them play some football. Have them play some basketball and what have you. You know? Well, let them expand their minds. Yeah, say, and then also, too, and then in this early 21st century, since I'm on my way out, you know, just off the biological clock, 40, 50, 60 years from now, when the teenagers get off into my age group, hopefully, you know, they would have became conscious enough, you know, to defend themselves against the onslaught, you know, that's getting ready to be launched. Because the most hated thing in the United States of America, if not in the Western world, is the black male. Why is he hated? The reason why is he hated is because the world knows, particularly the Eurocentric world knows, the brutalization in which they subjugated him to. And then through the Willie Lynch doctrine, the buck-breaking situation that Brother Che had hosted the show on StreamYard of how this was systemically done and what they would do as we all got an idea of how they would sodomize the black male publicly in the presence of his woman, in the presence of all that's dear to him, his children, his wife, you know, other family members, and what have them. You see? So once again, you know, you got that, how should I say, philosophy that Professor George G.M. James said it came out of a place called Greece. And they went down there to Kemet and started plagiarizing everything and claiming knowledge that was not theirs as is their own. But I just find it very, very interesting. And I just find it very, very interesting of why they don't mention this. You see, although the answer is obvious. You see, so then, you know, getting back to what we were speaking about earlier about critical race theory. You see, they don't want us talking about it is because it makes the oppressor feel uncomfortable. And this is why I agree with the narrative of the tangibles 2020, 2021, 2022, all the way up to 2100. Let's say, which is land, you could say number one, which is building infrastructure is number two. And also, too, you know, developing the sciences of us of production and distribution, because we still got to clothe ourselves, we still got to feed ourselves, we still got to maintain ourselves. You see, same thing with the educational system. And I believe that there was 0.5, if I'm not mistaken, you know, out of a certain organization, you know, that originated about 500 miles north of where I'm at, but I'm not going to mention their name. You see what I mean? We know who they is. You know, our children's got to get a sense and be educated of themselves so they know how they fit, you know, in this modern day society that is dedicated to their destruction.
See? You know, the critical race theory, I did a essay on critical race theory while I was in school,
and it was for bonus points. So it was interesting to research it and find out what it truly is. And so the deep-rooted purpose of the critical race theory, them putting this name on it just kind of takes away from what it truly is. But it recounts the historical events, keeping traditions and heritage alive. Now, under the Black Christian codes, when they had us, you know, separated by how we look and, you know, what we look like and, you know, things like that, they didn't, they did that so we would view ourselves in a specific manner, which was less than human. So if we are royal blood, we are royal blood. They don't want us to know that we are the royals of the land because they are wearing that title as royals of the land. So if you take away critical race theory, then that means that you've taken away the identity of the people to identify with their culture, traditions, and heritage. They don't want us to remember these things. So, of course, they're not going to teach this in school. We have to teach critical race theory in our home by keeping up the stories of the past. Continuing to tell those stories. Begin to write things. Like, you remember how your great-grandmother or, you know, someone up in your lineage of your family kept a Bible, the big old Bible that sat on the coffee table in the front room with everybody's names and birthdays in it? That's how our families originally collected data to track our lineage and our family name. They took that away by burning these things. You know what I'm saying? They didn't take it away by saying you can't do these things. They took it away. Well, public speaking is a problem. You know what I'm saying? Public worship was a problem. Unless you was doing it in the way that was prescribed to you. And if you weren't, you were killed. And this has been going on since the days of Constantine.
During the Roman times.
This is Western civilization. So all this stuff ties into the history. The Bible ties into the history, but, you know, it's bits and pieces everywhere because it's like cutting up a body and throwing the pieces in different parts of the world. And somehow people of those different areas find these parts, and then they know something of these parts, and they link up with the people who have found these parts and other things. We put it all back together again. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But everybody's trying to be the whole body with missing limbs, missing fingers, missing nose and eyes and ears and stuff. You can't even perform certain tasks because you don't even have all the parts. But you refuse to work with the people who have those parts because you're mad that they got that part and you don't have that part. So you're going to pretend like you got that part walking around here with no eyes. You can't see nothing.
Yeah, and that's definitely a case of the blind leading the blind right there, sister. You're most definitely right on that, you know. But now let me ask you this here, Sister Alcheta. Okay, and then we're going to start our closing comments here in a minute. Before you came on, we were mentioning about our people, you know, learning back trades again, you know, to build infrastructure such as plumbing, electrical work, let me see, and, you know, along the levels of construction and technology. It's because, as you know, you could build businesses off of trades. And careers off of those businesses that came off of the trade. You see what I mean?
Right.
You know,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that ties into organizing and connecting with these groups that deal with the youth. If you have some people, this is what the concept I call bridging the gap. It's when the community comes together and the elders or those with knowledge, skills, and abilities begin to have lessons or lectures or workshops explaining these things to different organizations of children. You just got to partner. First, you got to have the idea and concept and move with it. But you got to be moving as a force. me by myself can't do it all. I get burnt out and tired, and I won't even be able to do it, so why even try? But if there's a union of a collective whole of people who are looking and doing the same thing, networking, you know what I'm saying, helping and supporting what mm-hmm. what is happening that's working, then there'll be more. It's like you can't drive a vehicle without the four wheels.
Exactly.
The car can have everything. The car can have everything. The motor could be working. It could crank up and everything. But if it don't have no wheels, where in the hell is you going?
You ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. You ain't even going to ride on the wheels without the wheels.
Right. Yeah, you might as well put it up on some cinder blocks, you know, just like in the inner cities when they steal the tires off the car.
Shoot exactly. And sit in the car and make the sound, vroom, 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 like you going somewhere. You making noise, but you ain't moving nowhere.
Yeah, going, that's a classic case of going nowhere fast.
That part right there. So if you don't, if you don't prepare this vehicle already created, the vehicle is there, all the parts are there, only thing is missing is the wheels. The wheels got to be able to take on the road. They got to be in good condition. You just can't go get no dry riding tires, so what's the point?
Exactly. You see?
Your tires got to be good in proper working order.
Precisely.
You see? And the only thing, that's the new tires. That's the new tires. That's the youth. The youth is the tires. Because you can go get an old 65, 64, whatever, and put some new tires on it with a new motor, and that thing going to run like it just got built today.
You're right.
The body may be old, but everything that's making it go is young and new and fresh.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. You see? And then also, too, this is why, you know, we need more innovation, you know, from our youth, because they're not being shown the proper way through social media or this garbage that they produce out here in Hollywood, you know, got black men going out here and wearing dresses and all that old type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, when you address this type of issue, then they come to you, you know, with this hidden agenda. Well, you know, you're transphobic, you're this, you're that, you know. And I just said, well, you know, they heterophobic, you see. It's because, you know, to find out that when they was teaching the stuff out here, like at the public libraries and I believe in some of the elementary schools where they was having these individuals teaching these children, a lot of them had arrest records for child molestation.
Ain't that a shame?
Now, you tell me. Now, you tell me. You see what I'm saying? You tell me. You know? Okay,
right.
Sister Akshita, you got any closing comments, ma'am?
No, I just want to say thank you for having me on and, you know, keeping the show going so we can keep on moving forward. The more we communicate about our current state and where we are is how we're going to continue to move forward from here to where we need to be.
Right.
I'm Akshita Vaden, chosen daughter of the matriarch, and I'm bringing the pain with Class Action 567, the bloodless revolution of we the people, honor to Mandela Con Davis.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And thank you so very, very much calling in. And then, of course, you know, we thank our listeners and our callers. We, you know, thank our co-host, Lady Che and Brother Che, for tuning in tonight. And I'm your host and executive producer, Shabaka Sankori. And definitely go to our like page on Facebook of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced for our upcoming episode, which will be entitled Looney Tunes Negroes. And we're going to hopefully have as a guest, you know, the person, you know, who had came up with the idea of that. And that is dealing with the educational system. So definitely check us out on that. Definitely, you know, go to our archives, check out our back episodes at www.blogtalkradio.com/SHABAKA SBLK-EXP Enhanced, and pull up some of our back episodes, and please leave us a comment. Okay, so what we're going to do is that we're going to go out tonight, you know, on our out track by the one and only Mr. James Brown. This is a record he made when I was a kid. I think the year was 1968, I think. All right, ladies and gentlemen, James Brown. And thank you all so very, very much for tuning in and listening.
Put your bad stuff, say it louder.
I'm talking about.
Say it louder.